람댕 남북레 송배 이치 제제 레종발라 송배 이치 제제 송골 양수절월쇼.
Please begin by singing the song that Norepa sang in the chapter called Ramdeng Skaike.
Ramdeng Skaike.
Eight kinds. Confidence.
Kor charbe koli nyamni jeba den yanzu jirwo.
Now from the chapter called Vikor Chara, please sing
nyamni jeba den.
The seven equality and the seven things to forget.
Yon lekor charbe la sumbe. Nandra Jiji Tupo, Yonzu Jirolju.
Now sing the song that the river sang to Lipo Chalwa. Call appearance and sound like reflection and echo.
Echo. Dizum zanje danje zemo.
Number
sarvagoni tinte, te jumtsin chi yi sarjana, nambara mudobi yi tene, mikbar sabat namba jiyang matongla, jiyang manzenba imuji.
Ninang跟前把的这位木姐，对秋堂姐姐的言语，对可能你懂他不懂嘛？秋姐用同样一部错的，木龙了，走到路呀。唐伯的也是可能没什么办法的。也是可能没什么办法，没办法，没办法，可以用这个，有办法，没办法，那是不没办法。可以是那没办法，有那年子。
啊，那也是，也是
得出他们姐姐，得困难点子。没办没讲，没办没讲得一年子吧。人民刚都没讲，出几人没关注。这样，也是可能
没准备吧。
啊，也是可能没准备吧。你去考考了。
Full understanding regarding the concrete characteristics of non-conceptual original wisdom is rendered accessible through a process of elimination applied to the five instances of pseudo-non-conceptuality, which are not conducive to such wisdom. So the way that we're going to understand what wisdom is by excluding what it is not, by excluding the seeming cases of non-conceptuality, which wisdom is not. And the reason for proceeding in this way is that non-conceptual wisdom does not see any image at all that could function as a focal object, nor does it involve any fixation at all. Even though this is indeed the case, it nevertheless sees the suchness of all phenomena in a manner which could be likened to the way forms are seen by a person blind from birth. So what this means is that the reason why we have to exclude the seeming cases of non-conceptuality in order to understand what wisdom is, the reason for that is that wisdom is something that is beyond our ordinary focus. So it's not something perceptible by our minds as they normally relate to, as we are used to relating to the world. Because it's not something that you can see or perceive. And at the same time, it sees the suchness of everything. And so our relationship to wisdom is like somebody who's blind from birth relating to forms. We don't understand it. We don't have an idea or an experience of it. And so the way to begin to understand it is to exclude things which we are familiar with. And by doing that, we can get an idea of what the wisdom is, by knowing what it is not.
So,
Number Motopi Hiti, Yorche and Motopa Mandema Imuche Chuni Chu, Chuni said, Chu said, Chu, Ni said, Nello, Chu Janello, Takando Yam, Mixamebe, Stupan Tatam Jeter, Don Manurva, non Rodlin, there, but Manurva Tony Chuni Town Timba, Chuni Tegini. Nelo, Judy Yung Dun Tumber, Jayong Mazemba Yinji Jayong Mahipa, Jayong Mahipa Yamari, Hiba Katam So, Jayong Mahipa, Hiba Katam So Jiguni Motoba Menu Hitemba Te, Te Kalkina, Jitin Taniji, Tuba Nam, Jitin Betaniji Tuba Nam De. Mingdong Siti, Dadong Devon Dreden Zemba, Dadong Zen Zen Jitobe Yila Mazipa Zamji, number Motoba Himazati Puchung, Pumujung Jung, Sepa Jima Tapatan Yang Pibu, Deepal Pibu Sigri, Pibu Lugu. Rai pula risi, ri. Chi pula uyoji. Soji jöna. Teda ke jöna. Tendu topa meja, dratun renzenji topa meja. Tenda wote, sepatima tapa teda la. Nambar matope, nambar matope ishi mazabayin. Nambar matope ishi yopar. Nambar matope ishi mebisero. Yeah.
Drupetsu ki chikcha de kanen.
Drupso gakso ne temba, toni gakso ne temba. Number moto be ishi se de yebetsu je drupso ne temba. Toba la gato de drupto ni. Gato de toni je toba de. Tenje le tena gakpa toba. Drupeto ba de yebar jimba yebar jimba de su drupto. Rupetopa the number Madobe Ishi is the Jacha the Tim Madobre. Number Madoba, Tanang Tim Begone, then Seni Temper. Ah, Kuzuma.
Then Renachena Gachogne Shegito.
Ah,
Gachogne Shegovito.
Then Tananga
Tananga
Tananga Gapasone. Tananga Tananga the number Madobe Ishi. Number Madobe, she in by Hebe, then a tiny word over it, toler. Then he and Allah knows I hear him do. Then my don't know saying. Oh, Pajoma Jula, number Madoba Mendo. Then no secret.
And the commentary continues on page 167. Because such wisdom cannot be described in an obvious and affirmative fashion for those whose vision is limited to this shore, its essence is defined in terms of what it is not. Namely, it is not at all conceptual. So those whose vision is limited to this shore means the people who can, the sentient beings, who can only see what exists in this life, who can't see beyond that. So if we're in such a situation that all we can see is what's happening in this life, then we can't understand wisdom as it would be described in a positive way. Normally, there are two ways concepts can relate to things. Either you can describe something what it is, that's called gaining an affirmative understanding of it, or you can negate something else, and by that negation come to an understanding. And with emptiness, normally the way you proceed is through negation. You negate the true existence of phenomena, and by that, gain an understanding of emptiness. And wisdom is something that is positive in terms of conventional expression. You're talking about something that is, wisdom is. Well, what is wisdom like? So it's presented in an affirmative way, but we who can only see this life and whose mind's obscurations are preventing us from seeing beyond that, cannot, even though it's, if it's presented in an affirmative way, that's not enough. We can't understand it completely. So we need some refutation too. We need to mix both together, in other words, in order to get an understanding of it. So what is it not? It's not conceptual. So we eliminate that it's something that conceives of things, that thinks of things, and we're on our way. Nevertheless, it unerringly realizes pure being. So that's a positive description. Wisdom is what realizes pure being. The reality which does not function as a focal reference, and in relation to which no theoretical conclusions are applicable, and does so in a manner not involving any fixation at all, as is consistent with pure being. So here we get some more negation, because first we said that wisdom realizes pure being. Well, what's that? Well, pure being is that which is beyond focal reference point. That which cannot be conceived of with the theories made up by the intellect. And wisdom realizes that. Positive statement. Realizes it how? In a manner involving no fixation. So we have some ideas of what that might be like in terms of our ordinary experience, what it is to be non-conceptual and without fixation. But we need to get rid of those. So that's what we're going to start to do right now. The case is not involving or not conveying what is intended in this context by the term not non-conceptual. So the case is not conveying what is intended in this context by the term non-conceptual include a total absence of consciousness, locked states of consciousness, and so on, as further elaborated below. So the first one of these is a mere lack of the process of thought, whereby the elaborations associated with worldly conventions are conceptualized by mixing names with their reference, is not what is meant by non-conceptual. Just as there is no such conceptuality in the mind stream of a newly born child or in that of a calf, and so on, without this being what is implied by non-conceptual here. So the first case of non-conceptuality we're familiar with is that of small children or animals. Because what concepts do, the function of any thought, is to take an object and to take a name, and to think those are one thing. But in fact, in the object itself, from the perspective of genuine reality, there's no connection with the object and the name. That's why one object can have many different names. That's why you can see somebody and not know their name, because the name and the object don't inherently have any connection. So a lot of sentient beings don't make those connections with objects and names. But that lack of conceptuality in them is not what is meant by original wisdom. Right? Just to be free from those thoughts alone is not what is meant by wisdom. So you could talk about a baby, boy or girl, or a calf. the Tibetan for a calf born to a ji, which is a female yak, is byu. Or you could talk about a kid, which is born to a goat. In Tibetan, that's called ri. Or a puppy is called oyo. So all of these sentient beings do not have thoughts that mix together names and objects. But that is not what is meant by non-conceptual original wisdom. Merely to be free of those thoughts like a little child.
Tene te tawa pachong jela jadun de ronga yo yere mai pogla rembe jadun de rong ke topa yo bari ina yang jadun musun zemba denjing mi la kima thapa la top ju khong mi chi pa la per se pe kap ju tun thobo te yang
even though the potential for blending term and reference is present in the mind stream of a child, a newly born is not involved in such a process of associative perception and does not know how to engage in examination and analysis. Hence, the example is valid for the case in point. So a child has the potential to, a human child, has the potential to have thoughts and will have thoughts. Once the child grows up, that mix together the object and the name. But at the point of being a little baby, it doesn't think like that. And therefore, it's a valid example. It's a valid example of a sentient being who does not have concepts mixing together objects and names. But it is not a valid example for original
wisdom.
So in short, in terms of applying this to our own practice, then we shouldn't think that merely to free ourselves of thoughts, mixing together objects and names, is what it means to develop non-conceptual original wisdom. Because if that was all, then little babies would have non-conceptual original wisdom.
Second,
mere correct transcendence of examination and analysis, characterized respectively as rough and fine, such as the state of consciousness associated with the second level of meditative concentration and upwards, would not be non-conceptual original wisdom either. So this is talking about a meditative state you can achieve when you don't have any more thoughts that are examining objects or analyzing objects. So these two terms, examination and analysis, are used here in a progressively subtle way. First, you examine to get a coarse idea of whatever it is that you're looking at, and then you analyze to get a more subtle understanding. But you can achieve a meditative state that's free from that, that's non-conceptual. But that's not original wisdom. That's a samsaric meditation. Simply to have a meditation that's free of thoughts doesn't make it original wisdom, because there's no realization of the true nature of reality. It's just a mere absence of thoughts. So that is the difference that we have to see.
Gomdok je namdong gakpa tsam yang nambar matopi yishi mayin te tetar yena samte nyeba yin te
Number Moto by Hit and Dembarter, Junior Bezero.
So, in short, again, applying it to our own practice, we shouldn't think that just using meditation to stop thoughts from happening is the way to develop original wisdom. Because if that were the case, then the samsaric states of concentration would also possess original
wisdom. Ni loba, ni tobotan, Yarvatan, Changa Hacha, Nubatan, Sordo, Sorvata, do him go pay, go nula ne peneg of Yeno, Tedala, the ne Toba neva, give us a number motobe, he a better return to Juro.
Third, in the middle of the third line from the bottom on this page, nor would a mere tranquilization of concepts, as in the case of deep sleep, loss of consciousness, inebriation, and the state of repose in the equilibrium of cessation. So that last one refers to a state that Shravaka followers can fall into. It's another meditative state. But these normal ones that we're more familiar with, deep sleep, loss of consciousness, getting drunk, all the things that can put you in a state of being spaced out without concepts, these are not the way to develop original wisdom either.
Yin yang yin, ha chang jik ta chen bu kap su yang, ha chang jik ta chen bu dang, ha chang ga ba chen bu yu bu kap su, nam to ra pang ga lu yu, yin na nam pa ma tu pi yi ma ri.
It's also the case that when you get very frightened or you experience overwhelming joy, then these powerful emotive states can also cause your coarse concepts to dissolve. But they are not non-conceptual original wisdom either. Just that mere temporary dissolving of thoughts is not non-conceptual original wisdom.
Namdo mepe ngoni de chobe chang maide tambo ne namdo meba zo dra de ro riza nam na ran yin je namdo meba da mege wang bu na wang bu na wang bu ke wang bu lu je wang bu nam dan da namdo mepe tong de namdo mepe ngo wang bu nam to pa mepe pembu ngo wo chor chang Topa mepe pembo yin chang, teta namba matopi yi mayin pisiru.
There is also the case of things that are non-conceptual in their very composition. These include forms and any other object, as well as the sensory faculties of the eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body, which are material. And therefore non-conceptual in their very makeup, without there being non-conceptual wisdom because of that. So inanimate material objects don't have thoughts, but they are not non-conceptual original wisdom.
Jiyan topar mazao nyamdo, ngon da sun zimba yang nambar matope, matopa mahinte, topar mazao nyamdo, Ne namdo segi me sandan to namdo tiyan maza o samdo ngini sarsar tu choto tedan ter ngunda sun zemba trabaran zemba teka rang teka korang semar zemba yamba tini jisel nambar mato be hi mayinu
Finally, predetermination, whereby one were to think, now I will not form any concept whatsoever, would not be non-conceptuality either. Because to engage in predetermination in the sense of explicitly and consciously thinking, I will not form a concept, would be a case of deliberate mental grasping, which itself would involve entertaining attributes, clinging to attributes, and would therefore not be non-conceptual. So when you think, now I'm not going to think, then that is not non-conceptual original wisdom, because that is clearly a thought.
Malarebe, gomba nyejan tokpa la, mogomba yan tokpa te, gomda mogom nyeso mi, tato tonla tawa mi sombre. Ma gomga insana yan nam dore, oh gomga insana digamad, gomga ma insana yan nam dore.
As Milarepa, the Lord of Yogis, sings, when you think it's meditation, meditation is a thought. I'll do non-meditation is another thought again. Meditation and non-meditation, not two different
things. A view involving
dualism forms delusion's base. There is no view or theory in reality itself. So if one has a view of going to meditate or a view of practicing non-meditation, then these are both equally concepts. So the thing to do then is to realize that reality cannot be described by either view, that it's beyond any concept whatsoever of meditating or not meditating. There's no view in genuine reality.
Reality
transcends the concepts of having a view or not. It transcends the concepts of meditating or not.
Tetana moto si hipe main jukwe dra drake jukwe your Your number nga ye, nga ansur ta mandi pa, rangin ta mandi pa ra, pampa tsur je, na mato pa ta na nga le do go gore, number mato pa yishi je, tsini tedar he do.
These are the five areas whose nature is such that the term non-conceptual is applied, the unqualified exclusion of which reveals the concrete characteristic, the defining characteristic of non-conceptual original wisdom. So exclude these five, and then you have the way that non-conceptual original wisdom is non-conceptual.
Then number moto be hiji Mesa Jayan Madum Nayan Chu Juni, Chuji Yin, De Yini, De Konani, Dondam Demba. Then there was some to talk.
So non-conceptual original wisdom itself cannot be focused on. It itself does not focus on anything. And at the same time, it realizes the suchness of all phenomena.
Motoba tanangale dobe. Chuni de yini mozum do toba. Nambar motobe hije zini. Zini de hibrasau.
So please know then that the defining characteristic of original, non-conceptual original wisdom is that it non-conceptually realizes pure being. In a way that is opposite from these five seeming cases of non-conceptuality.
대기니 똑바세네 결국에 대마잖아 쯔바잠네 칭트당나 책이 쯔바즈나 드네 대기니 똑바세네 마잖아 남게 매도 레공라드소 넘버 모토 바이히 예베 타라탄그 가인서나 타나가 마레 드네 모토 바이히리세 대세나 대기니 똑바세
So we have to add the part about it realizes suchness. Because it's not merely the reversal of these five cases of seeming non-consensuality. If it were, then the flaw, logical flaw would be then the flower in the sky and a rabbit's horns would also be non-conceptual original wisdom because they are not any one of these five either. Right? Since they don't realize suchness, then you can exclude them by adding this part to the definition. People who study in the philosophical universities in Tibet, some of them would study for 20 or even 30 years. So they have a lot of time to investigate these topics and debate in a subtle way. Some of the philosophical university students were not allowed to do any secret Vajrayana practice. They were only allowed to study. Then they had lots of time.
Romo tro chogumare, then Sangaka chogatang chogumare. Then Tiny took by the Lord John say to Zomambore, then Hachan Tabas over
there. They weren't allowed to beat a drum, they weren't allowed to learn how to play the trumpets or the conch shell or any of that. They were only allowed to focus on studying, so they had a lot of time to do that, and so then they analyzed in a very subtle way. And then there were other monasteries who concentrated on Vajrayana, and all of the monks there had to learn how to play the drums, and the trumpets, and the conch shells, and they weren't allowed to do puja. They had to do puja all the time. So there are these two different traditions.
Then Kaki Yang, the big dinner, the base, Tini Jitin Rabo Tsoba Yang Zogomare, Sangaka Choga Yang Dangamare, then it deba, deba said the Yedam Dugri, Genesis and Jambi Yang Lasopa Dugri. Tepe looks at it.
And other people didn't follow either tradition, they just followed the path of faith. And they practice their Yidam deity like Avalokiteshvara or Manjushri just based on their own faith. They didn't do an elaborate ritual and they didn't study all of the philosophy out of
it. Then Malare Pet Sangaka Losote, Sangaka Chizo Gombare Mato, Naromo, then Duchi Mazavu Losote.
Milarepa's tradition of practicing Vajrayana was to just have the students practice the way he did, which was to practice the generation and completion stages without all of the implements, like the musical instruments and other things. So this is called the unelaborate way to practice.
Then Bola Luxor Mandava Mambu Yere, Luxor Teso, Jikinji Chulu Mandava Tola, Sore Sore, and Timba Mambu Yere.
The way that the different traditions developed in Tibet is in harmony with the way that different traditions developed in other places in the world too. Like in some places, there would be people who followed a path of faith, who believed in God, and they would practice and live according to that. And other people in those countries who didn't have that faith, who didn't follow that path of faith, and they would concentrate more on study. So it's the same. There are, you can see similarities in lots of different cultures. Hence, non-conceptual original wisdom itself should be understood to be that which does not conceptualize extremes or think in terms of any aspect of conceptual elaborations whatsoever. Not only that, it should also be understood to be the non-referential abiding nature itself, which, without any distorting filter of doubt, primordially knows itself through the light of intimate detail self-awareness shining from within. So if we look at this last part, which sums it up, then it says that original wisdom does not conceive of any extreme. An extreme would be the two extremes of existence and non-existence, the two extremes of something and nothing, any set of opposites. It doesn't conceive of any fabricated or elaborated aspect or quality of anything, because that would also be dualistic. We should know that non-conceptual original wisdom is aware of itself, meaning it's, when it says it's self-awareness, that means that it's aware in a way that's beyond there being something to be aware of and someone to be aware of. That it comes from within means that it's not something to be found on the outside, but rather as the basic quality of mind itself. That is, in its nature, free of any obscuration, free of any doubt. And that is the
imperceptible, inconceivable true nature of reality.
Now you should sing the song that Norapa sang in the chapter called Ramdeng Skaite, called The 12 Things to Forget. The 12 Things I've Forgotten.
Matatamayandrem, dem, irangirangangi jidid,
Yeah.